Hello, this is Rujuta Devekar. I work as a nutritionist and I've also written a few books. I hope you've had the chance to read them during this lockdown.
And hello, this is Mridu Bhandari. You're catching our special one-on-one conversation series on Money Control, where we're talking to newsmakers and renowned personalities about life and business in the times of dealing with a global pandemic. Thank you so much, Rujuta, for joining us here today. First up, I think it's perhaps the best time for us to be paying attention to our fitness, isn't it? There is no way we can go out to eat food. There is no way we can, we kind of have to cook our food these days at home. What are your tips for immunity building foods? What are the top five in your list that we should be including on a daily basis?
Well, I think first of all, what really builds immunity is sensibility. You know, just staying sensible, simple, with your diet and with your lifestyle, eating on time and not eating too much and not going hungry for long hours together, staying well hydrated. But there are no magical foods out there, but if you had to really hold a gun to my head and say, okay, pick a few, these are the ones that I would choose. Number one, amla, because it is really rich in vitamin C and in a whole lot of vitamins, and it's been traditionally used to boost our immunity. So amla, be it in the form of sharbat or shravanprash, amla is good. The second stuff that I would say is all fresh fruits, especially if you have access to a banana or a mango during this time. You know, they are extremely good with their antioxidants to help you stay well. The third thing would be just simple khichdi, like, anything in terms of dal rice. That's a good combination of amino acids and vitamins and minerals. It also ensures that you prevent constipation while you're just cooped up indoors. The fourth thing would be, dry fruits. So a handful of dry fruits at any point of time in the day, really. And lastly would be water. And when I say water, I mean not just water, but also ensuring that you're not doing anything that dehydrates, So if you eat too much out of packets, you're dehydrating your body. If you overdo tea or coffee, you're dehydrating your body. If you've picked up a can of cola, or if you want to finish that six pack from your refrigerator, you're dehydrating your body. So yeah, that's the list.
Great. And you've also built a quarantine plan, a week-long meal plan, and put it out there for everybody. Perhaps to answer that question that all of us are dealing with every day, ki aaj khane mein kya banaye?
So yeah.
What's behind building that quarantine plan, and what are the basic pillars that it's built on?
Well, it's basically built on something which is locally available. So that's one thing. Then it is also built on something which we have always culturally known. So it's not a new thing. It is essentially to help people revive the age-old bond of, using non-perishables to make delicious dishes. So it mostly uses just stuff like dal and rice and millets. And the whole plan is based on that. And the third thing that it is based on is really having the whole family come together and cook. This whole thing of aaj kya banaye is really a hard question to answer. And most times, no one really makes a decision. And anyone who makes the decision, so if they say, okay, I'm going to make paratha today, then everyone's going to be like, no, not today. It's too boring. Can we make something else? But yeah, so that was the whole point, that it addresses all of these issues together.
Okay, so most of us know that warm, fresh meals are the best thing to do. But for those working couples who are perhaps stuck indoors now, don't have time to cook 3 to 4 meals a day, and still do not want to order out either, is there sort of meal prep that they can do in advance, say on their off days, that could help through the week?
Yeah, almost all of these things are things that you can make. I think one of the things that we all need to realize during this lockdown is that we do have a whole lot of time on our hands. That's one. Number two is that it doesn't really take too much time to cook a quick meal. It barely takes about 5 or 7 minutes. And if you're talking about young couples, I'm hoping that they're also cool enough for both people to, contribute in the kitchen, because this whole thing becomes an uphill task only if it's going to be one person. But if there's division of responsibility, then a meal like dal rice will cost you maybe 7.5 minutes per person, and that is worth the investment of time that you make in the kitchen, you know, because after all, this is about your health. And we are all realizing that, you know, wealth doesn't see us through bad times. It is really health. So I would strongly urge all of your viewers to make that time.
You also create turmeric milk in a big way, Haldi Wala Doodh that our mothers used to give us when we would have an injury when we were kids. So, you know, what does that really do for the system? Why is it important to have that, particularly at this point in time when there is a pandemic raging all around us?
Well, it's an antibacterial, it's an antioxidant, it's an anti-inflammatory, you know, like nowadays, even if you don't have COVID, but even if people just sneeze, because, you know, when there is this whole change of season, even if you sneeze and while sneezing, you cover your elbow and you're just by yourself, I think people are freaking out, you know, why did I just sneeze? Why do I have congestion? Why am I sick? And on the one hand, it's good to think about the worst. But on the other hand, it's also important to stay practical and to know that not every sneeze or every headache is going to be a sign of something. And that's where Haldi milk comes to the rescue, you know. So if you have just like small aches or pains, if you're just tired of sitting at home, if you're just mentally fatigued of all the work that you've had to do, I think nothing like Haldi milk. And more importantly, Haldi milk also leads to very, very good sleep. I think what a whole lot of people are experiencing during this time is not very good sleep quality, you know, because it's been a big break in their routine. And that's when Haldi Doodh really comes through, because when the sleep quality drops, your immune system drops, you know, and you don't want that to happen. Therefore, the Haldi milk.
Right, but a lot of people today are lactose intolerant. Is there a substitute that they could perhaps take instead of milk?
Yep. What they can in that case do is mix equal amounts of haldi, jaggery and ghee, roll it into like really small tiny balls and then use that. And you know, because ghee doesn't have any lactose, so in that case it's fine.
So tell us, what does one day in Rujuta's life look like in terms of both nutrition as well as workout? What are you eating today and what did you do in terms of?
Well, for the workout, I just did 5 Surya Namaskars and then I did Shirsasan, Sarvangasan and Halasan. Sometimes what we tend to do is that if we don't have enough time, we completely just avoid exercise. What I try and do is like log in at least a few minutes every single day. In terms of foods, it's the usual stuff. You know, I woke up and made myself some poha. Then I made some dal rice, you know, just before talking to you. And then in the night, I think I have some rice left. So I'll probably just do a tadka to the rice and eat a papad with it.
No tea or coffee for you?
No, I do love my tea and my coffee, but you know, I make sure that I'm not having more than three cups per day, and I don't have them first thing in the morning, last thing in the night, and I don't have it as a replacement to a meal. You know, that's my rule to chai and coffee.
Fantastic. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Rujuta. Thank you for those absolutely wonderful tips on nutrition as well as workout. And here's hoping that all of us come out stronger and fitter on the other side of this pandemic. With that, it's a wrap of this special conversation on Money Control. I'll be back next time with another renowned personality talking about business and life in the times of dealing with COVID-19. Stay safe, stay indoors. Bye-bye.